Today is April 3rd, 2024, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Bus franchise in Cosmopolis put over one evening. A proposed ordinance granting Stedman, Weston, and W.R. Smith a 10-year franchise to operate motor buses on First Street, which was to have had its final reading at tonight's meeting of the City Council, was laid over until the next council meeting at the request of the Grace Harbor Railway and Light Company. The franchise was protested by School District Number 29 because the Stedman Transportation made no provision for a lower fare for school children. The council voted to incorporate the improvement on Byrne Street and Franklin Street in one resolution for an improvement district by which a gravel roadway and concrete sidewalks would be laid. Legal question of the assessment of acreages made it necessary for the council to postpone the creation of a sewer district in the Distler Addition and territory adjacent thereto. The monthly police court report showed 11 cases tried and $156.80 collected in fines and forfeitures. The Cosmopolis Times was awarded the city printing contract for 1924. In other news, fish not anxious to leave streams, Nimrod's report. Judging by tales told by fishermen who spent the first day of the fishing season with the fly and rod, a great variety of luck attended them. Doc Reed seems to be high point man with 14 and was expected by his friends to be around yesterday morning boasting of his sill. Oval Kennedy, E.C. Crane, and E.F. Bennett, who went up the hump tulips, had rather poor luck, only bringing in one. Len Mitchell came home satisfied with about 10, a nice basketful, he said. But the typical fisherman honestly added, oh, you might stretch it a little or make it look better. Ted Krejci and Hilding Anderson, who went about 20 miles above the lake, leaving Monday night, reported little luck, but Fred Reuter was reported by his friends wistfully to have obtained a nice bunch. George Williams and wife, fishing in Unknown Creek in Deep Creek Country, obtained 8. Last year, Williams and J.L. Hartstorn got the limit on the opening day in Deep Creek. L.L. Nash expressed the opinion that the weather conditions were not favorable. In the city and county news, April Fool Dance will be given by the Grieg Singing Society at the M Street Hall Saturday, April 5th at 8:15 p.m. Program and dance, lots of fun admission. Ladies are free. Building permits issued yesterday include one for a $5,000 residence at 1615 Riverside Avenue to be built for F.A. Polson, and $25 repairs at the residence owned by Sam Madison at 511 M Street. Joe Seymour of the Fry Market yesterday asked police to assist in the search for a meat scale which he lost between the market and home grocery yesterday morning. The Western Hotel at 305 and a half 8th Street has been purchased by Mrs. A. Johnson and family and will henceforth be known as the Norway Hotel. It was announced yesterday. A license to operate the hotel was issued to Mrs. Johnson by Chief of Police T.A. Carnine yesterday. And finally, Glenn Glover's little niece, in addition to being badly frightened, had several fingers bruised when the door of a car in which she was riding was accidentally slammed on her hand at about 10 o'clock yesterday morning. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on April 3, 1924. The Polson is excited to welcome you back to your community's history museum starting this Saturday, April 6th, with a free admission open house from 11 to 4. Come and see all the changes we've made during our winter closure with the launching of 3 new exhibits that explore transportation, maritime, and manufacturing history here on the harbor. The centerpiece exhibit, The Spectacular Vanishes, When Horses Left the Harbor, takes an in-depth look at the first 3 decades of the last century when true horsepower gave way to mechanized horsepower. Starting this Saturday, the museum will be open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.